Here's your KNDY weatherology forecast for northeast Kansas and southeast Nebraska. We have a winter weather advisory for tonight for accumulating snow. Otherwise, for this Friday, rain showers in the afternoon, lower 40s. Tonight, rain and snow becoming all snow, lower 30s. We'll see accumulations of 2 to 4 inches. For tomorrow, we'll continue with snow showers, otherwise cloudy skies in lower 30s. Tomorrow night, mostly cloudy, lower 20s. And Sunday, cloudy skies. We'll see highs around 33 degrees. Right now, it's 34.
Kansas Mid-America Network News. Good Friday. Authorities this week found a missing 70-year-old man dead with his dog at his side after his pickup truck had become stuck in the mud in rural Kansas. 70-year-old Danny Smith of Topeka hadn't been seen for 5 days when his body was found Wednesday afternoon on a low-maintenance road in Jackson County near the Shawnee County line. Smith's chocolate Labrador retriever named Bear was determined to be in good health. The manager of the Norton Theater Association and a former employee of Norton Community Schools was arrested this week on a charge of indecent liberties. The Norton County Sheriff posted information on the arrest on its Facebook page Thursday morning. The post indicated Jeremy Wetter's bond had been set at $50,000 and had been posted. The Hutchinson Post reports, according to Wetter's personal Facebook page, he was a cook at Norton's junior high slash high school between 2010 and 2015. Mid-America Network News.
Genuine starts at Schmidt & Sons. This is Leroy the Tractor Man from Schmidt & Sons. There's one easy way to keep your AGCO equipment productive all year. That's with genuine preventive maintenance parts from AGCO. Whether it's a combine, tractor, hay products, tillage, or planting equipment, by using genuine AGCO replacement parts, you get the promise of maximum performance and increased uptime. Did you know you can purchase the parts you need for the upcoming year and have no payments and no interest charge for 180 days with a minimum order of $1,000? With an AGCO Plus charge card, it's just that simple, and we can help you with the application. You can always use those preventive maintenance parts like oil, filters, DEF, batteries, ground engaging parts, just to name a few. This is a super program. Come to Schmidt & Sons in Winfield or Mount Hope and take advantage of the program, or find us on the web at schmidtinc.com.
Just a turning on the charm with a tractor in each arm down at Schmidt & Sons.
Kansas Governor-elect Laura Kelly has named an industry group's leader as the state's top ag official and a former longtime budget director as interim secretary of administration. The incoming Democratic governor announced yesterday she plans to nominate Mike Beam to head the Department of Ag. Beam is currently the Kansas Livestock Association senior vice president. Kelly's interim secretary of administration is Dwayne Goosen, who was budget director from 1998 through 2010. The owner of the Heartland Motorsports Park says he's looking into raising the Topeka racetrack and moving to the Kansas City area because of a tax fight. The Topeka Capital Journal reports that Chris Payne says several parcels of land are for sale and bids are being taken to remove some of the buildings. He says the current tax situation makes it nearly impossible to run a profitable business. I'm Rick Averett with Kansas News on the Mid-America Network.
Earn a $20 credit for each new customer you refer to Blue Valley Telecommunications. The more friends you refer, the more money you save, earning up to $240 per year. Each friend you refer to Blue Valley will earn a $20 credit as well. Just make sure he or she tells us your name when signing up for a new service with us. Contact our office today to start earning.
www.bluevalley.net.
Nebraska Mid-America Network News. Good news for Sydney. A Canadian company has made a deal with Bass Pro Shops to buy one of Cabela's corporate buildings in Sydney, a deal that could provide 150 or more local jobs. The sales price and other financial details about MMP Enterprises' purchase have not been released. MMP is a logistics management company based in Toronto. Sydney Economic Development Director Melissa Norgard says MMP wants to have the sale wrapped up within 90 days and begin hiring. She also says the number of MMP jobs in Sydney could grow as the company develops the business model for its first expansion outside Canada. Nebraska State Senator Ernie Chambers is renewing his push to abolish the death penalty after his last successful attempt was overturned by voters in 2016. The longtime Omaha senator introduced a repeal bill yesterday on the Nebraska legislative session's second day. Mid-America Network News. When it comes to the trailer you're hauling behind your vehicle, whether it's a big rig or a pickup truck, MJ's Truck Repair at exit 46 off I-135 in Mound Ridge, Kansas, has your back. Dunan and Chaparral drop decks, flatbeds, and heavy hauling trailers for the big rigs, along with gooseneck livestock trailers by Barrett. And for your pickup truck, the utility line of trailers from Rice with 5x10 to 8x20 boxes. MJ's Truck Repair, Mound Ridge.
There are two things you can count on every winter. One, you can count on it getting colder. And two, you can count on your Cenex fuel distributor to get you through the season without equipment problems. Our Cenex premium diesel fuels are seasonally enhanced to give you optimal performance and protection for your fleet or farm equipment. We can also advise you on how to prep and blend down your tanks to avoid gelling and ice problems. So for a trouble-free season, count on Cenex.
See OK Co-op in Kiowa, Kansas.
Reporting local news, I'm Bruce Dierking. Marshall County Commissioners took another step toward construction of a new jail, approving an agreement with Lloyd Builders of Ottawa as construction manager at risk at a rate of 4.5% of construction cost. That action at Monday's meeting was among mostly routine business, which also included approval of a $45,000 contract for bridge inspections. Maintenance issues with a 2-year-old boiler at the Washington County Courthouse were among discussion items at recent meetings. Concerns the daily blowout of the unit may affect the life of the boiler and that creates issues with heating the courthouse over weekends and holidays have been among concerns, which have been referred to the installing contractor. Water damage to basement walls, courthouse security, and fire escape options are also being addressed. John McNish, Marysville attorney, was recently appointed as Clay Center Municipal Judge following election of Susan Carlson, who had held the post to the state legislature. McNish legal firm has an office in Clay Center as well as Marysville. Washington City Council, at their last meeting, discussed concerns with the roof at the city library. Board members indicated that repairs made 2 years ago have proven insufficient. The council also discussed advertising and opening applications for the 2019 housing demolition and curb and sidewalk replacement programs. Washington residents are reminded that marker flags are being placed as utility lines are located in preparation for the upcoming waterline project and should not be removed by property owners for at least 15 days after placement. Residents may contact City Hall for details. USD 113 Prairie Hill School Board recently approved plans presented for the Axtell office relocation project, with bid documents to be finalized, contractors solicited, and a bid opening date to be set. Eva L. Camel, age 88, of Marysville, passed away Wednesday. Funeral service Monday, 10 a.m. at Kinsley Mortuary in Marysville. Burial in the Marysville City Cemetery. Visitation Sunday, 10 until 9. Family will receive friends Sunday from 5 until 7 at Kinsley Mortuary, in charge of arrangements for Eva Camel. Martin J. Aiken, age 93, of Axtell, passed away Wednesday. Funeral service Monday, 10 a.m. at the Axtell.
Home City, that's where we do business.
Burial in the Rose Hill Cemetery. Family will see friends Sunday 4 until 6 at the Axtell Landreth Funeral Home, in charge of arrangements for Martin Aiken. Edwin Eddie David Bowman, age 79, of Pawnee City, passed away Wednesday. Funeral service Monday, 10 a.m. at Quarry Mortuary, Pawnee City. Interment in the Pawnee City Cemetery. Visitation Sunday, noon until 8. Family will greet friends Sunday, 2 until 4, at the Quarry Mortuary, in charge of arrangements for Eddie Bowman. On the Marshall County Senior Citizens Lunch Menu today, cheeseburger soup, turkey and Swiss on wheat bread, veggie plate, and fruited jello. Monday, chicken cordon bleu, baby bakers, wheat bread, broccoli and cauliflower, and Watergate salad. KNDY News, time is 7:14.
Home City, that's where we do business. And Cornerstone Granite considers home more than a fine community where we work. It's also the concept that our hometown is yours as well. We're proud to live and work with our friends and neighbors, where we're a part of your church, school, and kids' activities. Our family has grown up with yours, and we continue to strive every day to exceed your expectations of outstanding customer service and satisfaction. This is Robert and Regina McInerney inviting you to stop by at Home City and see us anytime, or find us online at cornerstonegraniteMemorials.com and find out why we say, for the life well remembered, Cornerstone Granite works for you.
For the life well remembered, Cornerstone Granite works for you.
Here's your KNDY weatherology forecast for northeast Kansas and southeast Nebraska. Like I've been talking about over the past several days, we have this winter storm that's going to move across the central and east central parts of the Midwest, starting today, tonight, continuing into tomorrow before moving into the northeastern parts of the United States as we head into the end of the weekend. We already have several winter weather advisories and winter storm warnings as we're going to see several inches of snow what possible. Some areas could see some mixed precipitation. It looks like the heaviest snow is going to be in parts of central eastern Missouri into the central southern parts of Illinois. So if you are in the areas of winter weather advisories and even winter storm warnings, definitely take it slow out there. And I advise really just staying in as we head into it today, tomorrow, and into Sunday. So look in the forecast, winter weather advisory for tonight. Otherwise, for this Friday, rain showers, lower 40s. Tonight, rain and snow becoming all snow, lower 30. We'll see accumulations of 2 to 4 inches. Tomorrow, we'll continue with snow, lower 30s. And tomorrow night, cloudy skies, 23. I'm meteorologist Megan Mulford.
-31 degrees in Marysville this morning. Showers developing across the southern half of Kansas and approaching from the south. That may bring some precipitation and a precipitation mix our way late Friday into Saturday. That's check of the morning news and weather for this Friday, the 11th of January. KNDY News Time is 7:16. I'm Bruce Dierking reporting.
It's an incredible offer from Feldkamp's Furniture Mart. Right now, when you buy one item at Feldkamp's Furniture Mart, you can get a second item for half price. Yes, half price. Hurry into Feldkamp's today and take advantage of this huge offer. For a limited time only, you can buy one item at Feldkamp's great low price and get a second item for half price. You can buy a sofa, recliner, sectional, or leather furniture and get a second item for half price. You can buy a dining set, furniture for the bedroom, enjoy better sleep on a new mattress, and get a second item for half price. Some exclusions apply. See store for details. But that's not all. Feldkamp's lets you take it all home with no interest for one full year with approved credit. Buy one, get one half price. It's the discount everybody wants. It's the discount everybody gets at Feldkamp's Furniture Mart in Manhattan, Salina, Marysville, Junction City, and Concordia.
A double overtime shootout in San Antonio. Hello, this is Rich Cantu on sports. The Spurs and Thunder combined for over 300 points in a Spurs win. 56 of those points from LaMarcus Aldridge, who Greg Popovich praised post-game.
He's been a beast all year long. It's, you know, he anchors us at both ends of the floor. He did it last year, and he's doing it this year, too. So he's just been fantastic.
154-147 the final. And Nikola Jokic recorded a triple-double as the Nuggets down the Clippers 121-100. It's the 21st triple-double of Jokic's career, tying him with Kareem Abdul-Jabbar for the second most ever by a center.
That group of people, that company, it's really good to be there.
Three-time Grand Slam champion and former world number one Andy Murray announced at a press conference on Thursday that because of a debilitating hip injury, he plans to retire from tennis after Wimbledon this summer. To college hoops, number 2 Michigan, still one of only 2 unbeaten teams in the country after downing Illinois Thursday night.
Dumps it inside with Cunning Matthews, and he high rises and slams it through.
On Michigan radio, final score 79-69, Wolverines. And in a battle of unranked opponents, UCLA erased a 9-point deficit with just a minute left to force overtime against Oregon. The Bruins went on to win 87-84 in what was the sixth largest final-minute comeback in NCAA Division I history. To the NFL, the Buccaneers presented new head coach Bruce Arians at a press conference yesterday.
We have the core here to win quickly. I'm not about building. I'm about reloading.
Arians is coming out of retirement to coach Tampa Bay. On the ice, the Blue Jackets top the Predators in overtime.
Jones to Panarin in the left wing circle. Makes a pass to Atkinson. Now he shoots. And he scores. Game over.
On WBNS-FM, second goal of the game for Artemi Panarin. Boone Jenner also had two in the 4-3 win. This is Rich Cantu, ABC.
This is an Ag Business Update.
Marysville Bulldog wrestlers took Clay Setter last evening, 56-18. They remain undefeated in dual action. Bulldogs host the annual Jayhusker Wrestling Tournament Saturday beginning at 9:30 in the Junior-Senior High Activity Center. Marysville girls and boys basketball teams travel to Walmego tonight. Live coverage begins at 6 on AM 1570 FM 94.1. Diller Odell girls team advances to the B Division title game in the annual Mudecas Basketball Tournament at Beatrice, and will face Tri-County Saturday evening, tipping off at 6:30. Griffins won over HTRS in Thursday night semifinals, 57-47. On the boys' side, Southern Raiders take on HTRS for the B Division title with a 5:45 tip-off Saturday evening in the auditorium. Southern held off Palmyra, 50-33 in the semifinals Thursday. HTRS beat Diller Odell, 51-42. Griffin boys tip off in the consolation versus Palmyra Saturday afternoon at 2:45. TVL tournament tips off Saturday at Frankfort. We'll begin a full week of coverage live on KNDY FM 95.5 with the Washington County Axtell girls at 10 and the Valley Heights Wetmore girls following. College action Saturday afternoon with both Kansas and Kansas State on the radio.
This is an Ag Business Update from AgView.net. I'm Ken Rogers. President Trump yesterday formally nominated Andrew Wheeler to head the Environmental Protection Agency. Wheeler assumed the role of acting EPA administrator following the resignation of Scott Pruitt, has done a fantastic job, according to Trump. The nomination will be considered by the Senate, which narrowly confirmed Wheeler as the deputy administrator by a vote of 53-45. Bloomberg calling Wheeler a political savvy former energy lobbyist and Republican Senate aide who shares Trump's approach to environmental regulation. Wheeler said he was honored and grateful for the nomination. President Trump had previously said in November that he would make the nomination of Wheeler. At the time, the Renewable Fuel Association president and CEO Jeff Cooper called the move a positive step for the biofuels industry. He said Wheeler has been more open and transparent in managing the renewable fuel standard. U.S. tariff collections increased expectedly in 2018 as President Trump waged a trade war on China, along with other tariff-heavy trade policies. The U.S. government collected $6.7 billion more in customs duties in fiscal year 2018 than in the previous fiscal year. That according to the Treasury Department's final monthly statement for fiscal year 2018. Now that's more than the estimated $5 billion needed to build the president's border wall that has shuttered the federal government now for 20 days. But Politico is reporting the trade policies have perhaps cost the U.S. more than it's received. Data from the Treasury Department does not include the $12 billion aid plan for farmers through the Market Facilitation Program. Further, economists say the extra revenue isn't actually paid by foreign governments, but rather American companies importing those products into the U.S. Reliable and relevant, RagView.net. I'm Ken Rogers.
Ag News, Mid-America Ag Network. I'm Craig Mead. Well, the partial government shutdown, which is about to be the longest in history as of tomorrow, has now reached a crisis with federal workers not getting paid. It's also affecting contractors, small businesses, and farmers. The squeeze is on as 800,000 federal workers now miss a paycheck. Contractors and small businesses lay off workers, and farmers can't sign up for new loans, farm bill programs, or tariff rescue payments. President Trump told reporters as he prepared to leave the White House for the Texas-Mexico border, he has legal authority on his own to order and fund a border wall.
We have to get a win, or I'll have to go national security. One or the other. Either we're going to win. Either we're going to win or make a compromise. I'm okay to making a compromise.
President Trump walked out of an earlier White House meeting with House and Senate leaders after Speaker Nancy Pelosi said she was not open to a border wall compromise, even if Trump agreed to reopen 9 shut-down departments. House Democrats moved to fund a handful of agencies, including the USDA, and largely show votes on bills that Senate Republicans refused to take up. Senate GOP leader Mitch McConnell accused the Democrats of political spite, flip-flopping on wall construction they funded during the previous president's tenure.
So let's call it what it is, a flip-flop that is not based on principle or on evidence, but solely on the fact that President Trump is the occupant of the White House.
McConnell and Democrats then engaged in a procedural wrestling match as Democrats tried to force votes to end the shutdown. Maryland's Ben Cardin.
It's like AT&T, Apple, Lockheed Martin, Google, and ExxonMobil laying off their entire workforce at one time.
Trump charges the Democrats don't care about crime, including gangs, illegal drugs, and human trafficking. Ag News from Mid-America Ag Network.
There are 2 things you can count on every winter. 1, you can count on it getting colder. And 2, you can count on your Cenex fuel distributor to get you through the season without equipment problems. Our Cenex premium diesel fuels are seasonally enhanced to give you optimal performance and protection for your fleet or farm equipment. We can also advise you on how to prep and blend down your tanks to avoid gelling and ice problems. So for a trouble-free season, count on Cenex.
See the Anthony Co-op in Anthony, Kansas.
Don't miss more ways to save on a new Bobcat compact track loader at White Star Machinery. Choose a cash rebate up to $10,000 or take advantage of 0% financing for 60 months with no payments for 90 days with approved credit. Put built tough, priced right Bobcat equipment to work and get peace of mind with our 2-year, $2,000 full warranty. Why wait? Start saving today. Check it out on our website, whitestarmachinery.com.
White Star, get the job done.
It's time again for Farming America. I'm Steve Alexander with information about the world's most essential industry. It is agriculture, of course. Every year, just before the end of the year, my friend Orion Samuelson sits down with the Secretary of Agriculture and, well, they just have a nice discussion about the state of the industry, basically. Orion had that conversation with Sonny Perdue last month, and we'll have some highlights after this. One of the things that our friend Orion Samuelson talked about with Secretary of Agriculture Sonny Perdue was the amount of time that the Secretary has spent on the road listening to producers. Secretary Sonny has visited 48 states. That's a lot of listening.
Anything else about those listening sessions that you learned that maybe surprised you?
Well, I don't know that surprised me. What I heard reinforced time after time, obviously the trade situation. Yeah. We want to get that resolved as quickly as possible. Hopefully we can make some progress. Hopefully China means what they say and they want to have some structural reform in that area. So that's it. Obviously we need a legal, reliable agricultural workforce. Labor is the other issue. We hear it everywhere. And we need a bill that will allow us to have a legal agricultural workforce there. And hopefully we can get that in 19. We had a good bill with Chairman Goodlatte, and we weren't able to get a vote this year. But I'm hoping we have a comprehensive immigration solution that deals with our agricultural workforce as well. And then again, we continue to make headway on regulation, as we indicated, the waters of the U.S., again, working with EPA and the Corps of Engineers, and there are others we're unwinding as we go forth, trying to remove that oppressive blanket of regulatory effect that farmers have to deal with.
And you've had the opportunity rather recently to meet with some agricultural officials from Mexico.
We did. We had breakfast this morning with the new administration, the Secretary of Agriculture there, as well as the Undersecretary. These are gifted men trained academically in the sciences of agriculture and biotechnology, and I think it'll be a great partnership. One of the agreements of the USMCA, the new NAFTA agreement, deals with biotechnology. We talked about, frankly, the Western Hemisphere coming together and promoting biotechnical issues. You know, the Europeans have sort of put the brakes on that. And we don't think we're going to be able to feed the world without the new technology that's coming along. And they embrace that. We're real champions of that. And the Canadians are as well. So we think we'll have a great North America agreement confederation over those types of issues.
Ag Secretary Sonny Perdue speaking with Orion Samuelson. Back after this.
Like everything around us, agriculture and rural living is changing. Kansas Farm Bureau's Farm Weekend brings you the stories, the voices, and the passion of farm families living and adapting to these changes. Farm Weekend on KNDY, Farm and Home Information Radio, a service of the Marshall County Farm Bureau Association.
Farming America is a presentation of the Tribune Radio Network. I'm Steve Alexander.
7:31 from KNDY, 31 degrees, cloudy overcast in Marysville this morning. Highs only around 40 on tap today ahead of an approaching storm system that could bring a winter mix of precipitation, beginning as rain, changing over to snow, changing back over to rain perhaps Saturday. A winter storm watch in effect from 6 p.m. this evening through 6 p.m. Saturday for all of our listening area, northeast Kansas and southeast Nebraska. Shower activity confined to the southern third of Kansas this morning.
Kansas Mid-America Network Sports Good Friday. KU offensive coordinator Chip Lindsey, one of the nation's top innovative offensive minds, has been named Troy University's 22nd head football coach. Troy's senior vice chancellor for athletics, Jerry McLean, made the announcement yesterday afternoon. The 44-year-old Lindsey has been the architect of some of the nation's most electric offenses since moving to collegiate ranks and comes to Troy with over two decades of coaching experience. He was named the offensive coordinator at KU this past December, following two seasons at Auburn and one season at Arizona State as both schools' offensive coordinator. KU's star running back, Puka Williams, was granted a diversion after a court appearance this week on a domestic battery case, meaning he has a chance to keep the allegations off his record. Kansas, Mid-America Network Sports.
Ag producer, get a jump on spring equipment efficiency now in your downtime with MJ's Truck Repair of Mound Ridge. Now's the time for farm machinery downtime maintenance and diagnostic services. So when the crops are ready to go into the fields, you're ready to get going. With diesel engines our specialty, MJ's also takes pride in superior gas engine repair and custom work on all implements. MJ's Truck Repair, under the big American flag, off I-135 in Mound Ridge.
There are two things you can count on every winter. One, you can count on it getting colder. And two, you can count on your Cenex fuel distributor to get you through the season without equipment problems. Our Cenex premium diesel fuels are seasonally enhanced to give you optimal performance and protection for your fleet or farm equipment. We can also advise you on how to prep and blend down your tanks to avoid gelling and ice problems. So for a trouble-free season, count on Cenex.
See Valley Co-op in Atlanta, Kansas.
The big game for the Kansas tomorrow and the Colts-Chiefs playoff game hardly short of offensive firepower. Sure, quarterbacks Andrew Luck and Patrick Mahomes get all the publicity, but the Colts feature Ty Hilton, Dontrell Inman, and Eric Ebron in a versatile offense, while Chiefs counter with wide receivers Tyreek Hill, Sammy Watkins, and their own tight end Travis Kelce. The first in the AFC West Chiefs have home field advantage tomorrow as they face the Indianapolis Colts from Arrowhead Stadium. Kickoff is set for 3:35. Round ball matchups for tomorrow. The K-State Wildcats will square off with the Iowa State Cyclones. Tip off in that matchup at 11 o'clock. It'll be the KU Jayhawks and the Baylor Bears with a 2 o'clock tip off in that matchup. And the Wichita State Shockers in action with the Houston Cougars with a 7 o'clock tip off. Kansas, Mid-America Network Sports.
Marysville Bulldog wrestlers took Clay Center Thursday evening 56-18 and remain undefeated in dual action. The team will host the annual Jayhusker Wrestling Tournament Saturday beginning at 9:30 in the Marysville Junior Senior High Activity Center. Marysville girls and boys basketball teams travel to Wamego Friday. Live coverage begins at 6 on AM 1570, FM 94.1. Streaming on our website and our mobile app as well. The Laurel girls team advances to the B Division title game in the annual Mudeckis basketball tournament at Beatrice and will face Tri-County Saturday evening, tipping off at 6:30. The Griffins won over HTRS in Thursday night semifinals, 57-47, while Tri-County took Palmyra. In the A Division, Exeter Milligan advances to the championship, tipping off with Sterling. On the boys' side, Southern Raiders take on HTRS for the B Division title with a 5:45 tip-off Saturday evening at the auditorium. Southern held off Palmyra 52-33 in the semifinals Thursday, while HTRS beat Diller Odell 51-42. Griffin boys tip off in the consolation versus Palmyra Saturday afternoon at 2:45. In the boys' A division, Tri-County plays Fall City Sacred Heart. Twin Valley League tournament action tips off Saturday at Frankfort. First game's at 10 a.m. We'll begin a full week of coverage live on KNDY FM 95.5 with the Washington County Axtell girls at 10, the Valley Heights Wetmore boys following. College action Saturday with K-State pregame at 10 on AM 1570, FM 94.1. Kansas Jayhawks on the air Saturday afternoon, 2:30 pregame, live on FM 95.5.
Here's an old-time expression we heard recently we thought worthy of investigation. Over the transom. A closer look today on the Language Detective Edition of the Old Farmer's Almanac Radio Report.
Respect your animals and they'll respect you back. I need to do the very best job caretaking, feeding. In other words, I need to make the stay here as pleasant as possible. We feed them first, and then we live after we take care of the cattle, and that's kind of the way the world bounces. But as far as for doing it, no, I love what I do very, very much.
The family-owned farms and ranches of Kansas. Care and respect practice daily. Lauren, age 16, Farm Bureau family member.
I started learning at a young age that animal care is important. It was harder when I was littler because I really didn't understand why I would raise an animal and then just have it go off and be butchered. But then Dad would be like, it's fine, you know, that's what people live off of. When people pick up that piece of meat from the store, I want them to know that meat is safe and that animal was cared for.
The farmers and ranchers of Kansas Farm Bureau care and respect practice daily.
With more practical tips and useful advice, this is the Old Farmer's Almanac Radio Report for Friday, January 11th, the 11th day of the year. Founding Father Alexander Hamilton was born on this day, and L.A.'s legendary Whiskey-A-Go-Go nightclub opened on this night in 1963. You'll sometimes hear a journalist refer to information as coming from over the transom. Ever wondered what it means? It goes back to the earliest years of publishing. Older buildings were designed with hinged transom windows above doorways to improve ventilation. Most were propped open continuously, especially during warm weather. Anonymous tipsters or writers delivering manuscripts would simply toss their material over the transom and vanish. It's one of those expressions whose literal meaning has disappeared, but still lives on in our lexicon. That is the Old Farmer's Almanac Radio Report. Learn more at almanac.com.
KNDY.
With no credit needed and free delivery and setup. Plus, this hot offer.